99 Western Supply. KTDXX is clear.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Kilo Alpha 1, Romeo Echo Bravo.
And, sir, if you don't know where that is right off 40 at exit 51. Exit 51 on 40.
Roger. Thank you so much. KA1REB.
Thank you, Command Control. I should have driven 51 in there. I didn't even consider that.
That station's saying something about 40 in consideration. You were broken. Try it again.
I was just saying I should have considered the exit number on 40, giving him that info. I just wanted to thank you for relaying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem at all. Yes, it's right there. Depending upon which way you come is which way you're going to turn, I guess. So it's just south of 40 there on 25A. I've got a lot of questions on the email regarding the Biltmore House, castle, whatever you want to call it. Anybody, I know Biltmore Forest, and I know downtown Biltmore Town there was completely flooded. I saw the Welcome Center on social media was completely underwater. At the Biltmore Castle or Biltmore House, whatever you want to call it. And has anybody gotten any confirmation on the actual grounds of Biltmore and the house itself? Anybody can relay there?
KTDXX again. I've got some friends that work for the estate. I will see if I can find some information. But right now we're just going off of the basis of Biltmore being flooded. The house itself is pretty high. But they had a lot of stuff down on the Salt River for sure. But the house itself is high enough. It should be fine.
Okay, yeah. Is any info that you would be able to provide, we would appreciate. And the other one that I have received quite a bit of messages about is the Park Grove Inn, which is another very, very historic area in Asheville itself. Anybody have any info on the Park Grove Inn?
Grove Park Inn, they're pretty high ground too. Their golf course may be affected, but Grove itself should be okay. I just thought it said, but Grove Park, their golf course is probably the only thing that's affected.
All right, very scratchy copy on that one, but copied just about everything you said. Copy that. Thank you, sir.
Roger, Roger.
Go ahead for net control.
Yeah, hopefully I'm getting in. I know EDX and I were having some problems this morning. Zen Zero SYN. I had a quick question, and I probably know the answer to it, but has anyone heard the current status in Wilson Creek Gorge or anywhere around the Linville Gorge area? I've got some friends that stay around there, and I haven't heard anything from that part of the county. I know you guys are mostly focused on Buncombe and so on, but I just didn't know if anybody had heard anything, because I know a lot of people live down in Wilson Creek, N0SYN.
A question from this gentleman is, Wilson Creek and Linville, I believe you said Linville Falls or Linville Gorge are all in the same area there. Beautiful area of the state, by the way. Anybody have any info of that particular area, Wilson Creek and Gorge? Nothing heard, sir. If we do, we'll let you know. Go ahead with your call.
Roger that. It's November 0, Sierra Yankee November. And sir, super not urgent. I'm sure that those people knew better to stay there, but man, if they did, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, my wife and I rode our Harley down there not too long ago with a couple friends, and yeah, that was my first time there, and absolutely just stunning landscape over there. So, all right, if we hear anything, we'll let you know. K2DMG.
Net control.
Go for net control.
Yeah, can I make a quick call to another ham up there, please?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, N4EDX. Ed, are you still monitoring or listening N4EDX, W4RCW? Probably busy. I'll try him again later. Need to cancel a health and welfare request, so I'll catch him later. Thank you. W4RCW.
Yeah, not a problem. Ed has been, he has been just a godsend for the folks in his community. And I tell you, what a nice guy. I look forward to meeting him. I really do. He's been very, very helpful throughout all of this. So he'll be back, I'm sure. He's here multiple times a day. KTDMG.
Roger. Yeah, I hate to say it on here, but he's a pretty good guy. So we far see that. Thanks.
Net control.
Go ahead, KTDMG.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Sierra Golf, Foxtrot, to cancel a health and welfare.
Go ahead.
Subject Megan Willis. Subject Megan Willis on Highway 19 West in Green Mountain, North Carolina. Subject has been located.
Okay, something knocked you out there, but I got the name and over in Green Mountain there. Stand by. Have a call. I gotta accept here. I'll be right back.
Copy that, 10-0 SYN, stand by as well.
KTDMG back.
KTDMG, 10-0 SYN.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, I didn't know if you had this info right now. I got a message from somebody, I'm thinking they're volunteering with the people flying Starlink in Black Mountain, North Carolina, at 108 View Street. Black Mountain, there's Starlink and Wi-Fi available, and I don't have the network ID, but the password is NC Strong. I'm going to guess that the network ID is going to be pretty obvious, but if I hear back, I'll report back on that, but the person reporting it did mention that signal is best on Mountain Street side. Please share to other groups.
All right, that's good information. Yeah, as we were talking about when we opened up the net today, Starlink has really made an impact on this area, and there are dozens upon dozens of organizations that are coming and setting up Starlinks for folks, and that's about the fifth one I've heard of with the same password. So I don't know if that is being coordinated or if people are just picking it, but I bet you it's coordinated. So that gentleman was reporting over in Black Mountain, 108 View Street in Black Mountain, and there's Starlink set up with internet for folks, and the password, he doesn't have the SSID, but the password is NC Strong, all lowercase, if it's going to be the same as all the other ones. All lowercase, one word, NC Strong, and he says the best signal for that is going to be on the Mountain Street side. I think I said that right, Mountain Street side. Correct me if I'm wrong, though.
No, QSL, that's right. Mountain Street side, 108 View Street, Black Mountain.
Perfect, thank you. So anybody in Black Mountain that's looking to connect with loved ones via social media, cell phone, or text messaging, you'll be able to do that with Starlink Internet Access. 108 View Street. A lot of people don't know, modern-day cell phones, you can hook up to make phone calls using Wi-Fi. If you go in your settings, you can set up what they call Wi-Fi calling. So once you connect to a Wi-Fi network, you can then go ahead and make phone calls off Wi-Fi. That is available on iPhone and on Android devices, most modern Android and iPhones. So that's something good to know. Anybody that can use that.
KQ4 BCO, I have a question.
BCO, go.
I have a question on a travel route. I have to get from Old Fort, actually Gateway Mountain, I'm out toward Batcave. I have to get to Swanano, the quarry. They've asked me to help with some recovery efforts up there inside the quarry. Does anyone know a route? Will they let me go up the interstate? I know they're letting some nurses and things, or can I go number 9? Over.
So what we have been told specifically on this issue is 40 westbound is for emergency traffic and supply traffic only. There's one lane open, and they are continuing to work getting the second lane and the third lane open. I don't want to say you can come back 40. Or come up 40, I should say. I just don't want to answer and give you wrong information. Looking at Highway 9, There is a closure on Highway 9 just south of 40. It shows both north and south, and that's going to be just past the Walgreens. It shows closed there. So I'm not sure I'm going to be able to answer that for you.
Roger that. That does help. I think to let me through, that quarry is a big part of the recovery process, and I've got to go over in there and run a piece of equipment to help them rebuild their roads, and I think I'll put that through to them and see how it goes for me. I think that's my answer. Thank you, sir. Take it for VCO and clear on your final.
Yeah, if you're pulling a piece of heavy machinery, I'm sure you won't have a problem. If you were going through in your Prius, though, that could probably be a different story. So thank you, sir.
Net Control, WH-22Q.
Very nice signal, but I didn't catch the call. Say it again.
That was the 8 Charlie Golf Quebec cow pen. You have any information, possibly, if you can get from Asheville to Cullowhee? There's a school that's closed at Cullowhee, and the school trying to get the students home, and there's one needs to get back to Boiling Springs, North Carolina. Willing to go off route and everything to get there and back. And 26 is open to Asheville from Spartanburg, so we could get to Asheville, but Asheville to Cullowhee is the bottleneck, as far as I know. Go ahead.
All right, so looking on Google Maps here, 26 is open, as you know. Google Maps is showing 40 west of the city is open. You don't lose 40 until past Clyde. So if you had to go to Cullowhee, by what the map is showing right now, and if anybody's on that has further information than I do, Google Maps is showing you can run 26 to 40 to 74 and down into Cullowhee that way. Now, I won't be able to speak to the local road south of that once you get off of 74, but it is showing open, everything in that area open right now. 64 is closed, so you don't want to run 64. But yeah, as of right now, that's what it's showing. Cullowhee is right there, what's that route, 107. Off of 107 there. Everything on 107 is showing open. So you could run 40 to 74, 74 to 23, and 23, obviously, that's East Main Street down in that neck of the woods, to 107 into Cullowhee. So that's what we have, and Google Maps is showing it's all open as of right now. If anybody has anything different to add, please come now.
Okay, no additional, I guess. All right, thank you very much. That helps a bunch. All I've got is a smartphone. You can't hardly bring up Google Map on a smartphone and find anything. You can't see it. All right, 73s, keep up the good work. W-H-C-G-Q, Calvin.
All right, sir, thanks. I'm glad I was able to help. And if you're coming up this way with the mobile, make sure you put it on and on this frequency. And if you need any help, we'll do our best to get you directions. K2DMG.
73.
Okay, guys, I'm going to read a message I just received here in the email, and this is from the South Tow Fire Rescue. South Tow is going to be up in the Burnsville neck of the woods. So this is from a Stephen Fleming, KG7ANR. Important update as of 09:30 today. This post will be updated as received. We are getting so many individual requests for health and welfare checks we cannot keep up. We are trying very hard. We have been going door to door on the following roads, and all residents have been accounted for on these roads. Gray Squirrel Road, Chip Yard Drive, Winter Star Loop, McCannon, I don't know how to say that, M-A-C-M-A-H-A-N Road, South Toe River Road, Sully Lane, Raven Rock. I think that's more than one word. Sully Lane, I guess it would be. There's no commas here, so I'm trying to put it all together here. So South Toe River Road, Sully Lane, Raven Rock, Shuford Creek, Lower Browns Creek, Fairway Loop Road, River Links Road, A.F. Simmons Road, Colbert's Creek, Victor Fields, Mount Mitchell Golf Course, Grindstaff Upper, Grindstaff Road Upper, Browns Creek, Patton Thicket, Rock Creek, South Ridge, Clear Creek, Pine Ridge, Mount Mitchell Drive, Pope Road, Strawberry Hill, Henderson Lane, Old South Drive, I'm going to butcher this one, M-O-C-C-A-S-I-N, Moxian, Flower, Simmons Road, High Cotton Drive, Spring Forest Drive, Morning Glory Lane, Heartland Lane, High Cotton Drive, Prairie Sky Lane, and then it goes on to say we have as many boots on the ground checking residents and working as hard as we can. So that is the South Toe Fire Rescue Update. And that was provided by Stephen Fleming. I'm not sure if he's listening via Broadcastify or through the repeater itself. But if anybody needs a read back on any of those streets, please come now. Nothing heard.
Oh,
83, aye. 83, go ahead. Nice to hear you this morning.
Yes, sir, I'm losing my voice. Listen, on all the streets and the updates that you've got, is there an online bulletin board that we can post this for folks that are not listening on him? I don't know about Broadcastify, if they have something similar to that, or if the state has set up an online bulletin board for such issues. Yes, sir?
So there's nothing that I have seen with specific updates like that. I will say that there has been multiple Facebook groups and things of that sort that I, you know, people have sent me. You know, anybody listening, by the way, I just want to put this out. Thank you for sending me all these emails and stuff of that sort. I'm not able to reply to all of them. There's no way to. I mean, I'm hundreds deep at this point. But as for an online database of roads checked, towns checked, there has been nothing that I have seen. So what I have been doing, and I'm not sure if you were listening last night, Vicki, I'm just going from county to county and checking their social media pages, and most of them have provided updates as to what they have done that day or shelters that are open, and I have been reading that as they come in, as I check them. But as for actual streets and people, stuff like that, no, I'm sorry.
Roger that. Well, I didn't know if maybe you heard anything coming out of the state or the county folks. I'm reaching out to an individual right now. Cross your fingers, see if you can get something implemented and we can crank it up from this group, Roger.
Yeah, QSL, I appreciate that info, and if we can help in any way, please let us know.
Definitely will. 83, I clear.
Comment, N4DME.
N4DME.
Roger, I want to let you know we still got y'all links in to the Tocoa, Georgia repeater, the 147330 over here. Even though I'm using the Mount Mitchell repeater, I'm not sure why you can't hear me off the link. But anyway, also, for some, I'm sure you're getting inundated with information. A good rule of thumb is
as if welfare traffic needs to be passed, you know, it would, to me personally, or, you know, in general, it would be a good thing to go ahead and take it and pass it to the necessary people, regardless, because we may be the only means of communication for that person. Number two, it does get into the liability aspect of it as well. Something to think about when passing welfare traffic. Also, when discussing information like you just talked about, you might want to think about the fact that you're being broadcast over the internet as well as a wide area network. If, as the link or any other case may be, it may be to digest that information and use it as needed to help cut down on the looting possibilities.
K2DMG Net Control. Yeah, we are, we made the decision, gosh, all these days are starting to blend together here, but I think it was yesterday. Yesterday we started passing all information to the IRDL EOC. IRDL EOC has been gracious enough to head this for us for welfare checks. IRDL EOC is taking that information and disseminating that to the state EOC is our understanding. And we are not sending amateurs into the affected area to do welfare checks. In the very beginning of this, the net, for those who don't know, the net has kind of taken a few different avenues here from when we started early Saturday morning. The net started as a way to get information out of the affected area to loved ones. We were taking multiple phone call and text message requests from amateurs in the affected area and sending those out to their loved ones. It quickly changed Sunday from, hey, can you call my mom or my dad, my loved one, to let them know I'm okay, to Sunday morning as to, hey, I have not heard from my loved one in the affected area. Can you send somebody into the affected area and check on my loved one? We did that for the majority of the day on Sunday, and what we found out is we were taking hundreds of requests on the radio and hundreds, if not thousands, more in the email. And there's no way for amateurs to do that. There's no way to manage that. So at this point, as of starting yesterday, we are not sending amateurs into the affected communities. We'll take the information, pass it to the EOC, and when the EOC feels it is safe to do so, and whenever they activate OXCOM at the state level, which I heard them today on the radio for the first time on the Viper radio system, once they are up and running and doing what they're going to do, they will send people into the affected area. But you are right, and that is a conversation that we have had at the EOC here locally about the liability part of it. You know, we're starting to get into a time where people are going to become desperate. I know you guys don't have access to social media in the affected area, but there's a sheriff out there that was on the news yesterday, and he pretty much said, well, he did. He came out and said it. People are protecting their property. We encourage people to protect their property. We are 500 calls deep that we cannot get to, and if you go into somebody's business and or property to try to loot and they shoot you dead, we're not going to be able to come recover you for quite some time. Those were his words on the national media yesterday. And so, you know, while we want to help with amateurs, we do not want to send an amateur into a potentially dangerous zone, and we are not going to facilitate that. We are going to pass everything through the EOC, and the EOC can take it because they are the ones that know how to handle that better than we. So with all that said, I think that covers just about everything this gentleman said. And as for Broadcastify, hey, these are public airwaves. There's nothing we can do about Broadcastify. We understand that. I have multiple feeds that I feed through the internet as well from my house. I am not the host of the Broadcastify feed for this repeater, although I do know who it is now. I have been in contact with him, but we are going to keep that private. This is K2DMG. I think we have beat that horse down.
K2DMG, KQ4GWP.
GWB, go.
Hey, sir, I'd like to pass a direct message to my brother who is monitoring his frequency for a wellness check.
Absolutely, go ahead.
K4HNR, KQ4GWP. K4HNR, KQ4GWP.
K4HNR, hey, I'm mobile. Not sure if you can hear me.
I hear you, Connor. Thank you. We made it up here. Can you pass a message to David Matheson and let him know that Tim and Nathan made it to Girton, KQ4GWP.
Tim and Nathan made it to Girton. Awesome. Yep, I'll tell David. Y'all be safe out there.
Tim, Tango, India, Mike, Tim and Nathan. Thank you, Connor. KQ4GWP, clear.
Hey, y'all be good. K4HNR.
And that's good news, folks, because that is one of the areas we have not heard a single person out of in Girton there, and we've had a couple of requests, and one of the people there that was just talking was one of those people requesting information for Girton, so I'm glad you guys were able to connect. Thank you.
Net control.
And go ahead for net control.
This is KJ4UVL, Uniform Victor Lima, Brian from Flat Rock, Hendersonville, I'll copy.
Excellent signal. Go ahead, sir.
Good to hear. I was just going to ask for a repeat of the, I barely caught the information concerning the water in Hendersonville.
The message that we received wasn't specifically about Hendersonville, it was about Polk County. And apparently Polk County gets water from Henderson County, and that water has been shut off going into Polk County. Now, with that said, I'm pretty sure I saw something on Facebook from Henderson County regarding water, and I will go ahead and bring that up and read that to you if I can get it up here real fast. Stand by for that. I am already on their page, but there was something I'm pretty sure they said, either boil water advisory or something, so I'm searching for it now. Stand by. City of Hendersonville update. This update was 19 hours ago. The City of Hendersonville water update. We have additional information and updates on the Hendersonville water system. First and foremost, we appreciate the conservation measures being taken by customers who have water. Your sacrifices have helped us restore pressure to refill reservoirs, with the ultimate goal of returning water service to our valued customers. What you need to know about water right now. Currently, all Hendersonville water customers remain under a system pressure advisory. Portions of